Vatican City. The Vatican has announced that the funeral of Pope Francis will take place this Saturday at 10 a.m. local time at St. Peter's Basilica, with Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, set to lead the Mass. Pope Francis, spiritual leader to 1.4 billion Catholics worldwide, passed away on Monday at the age of 88 following a stroke. His health had been fragile in recent months, following a prolonged 5-week hospitalization for double pneumonia. The pontiff died peacefully at his residence in the Vatican. In keeping with Francis's wishes for a simplified papal funeral, his coffin will be transported to St. Peter's Basilica at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, where it will remain on public display until the night before the funeral. Thousands are expected to line up to pay their final respects to the beloved pontiff. In a break with centuries of Vatican tradition, Pope Francis will not be buried in the grottos beneath St. Peter's Basilica. Instead, he will be laid to rest at the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome's Esquilino district, a choice that reflects his deep devotion to the Virgin Mary and his commitment to humility. The Vatican has confirmed that the traditional triple coffin burial involving cypress, lead, and elm has been replaced with a single wooden coffin lined with zinc, in accordance with the simplified rites approved by Francis himself in April 2024. His body will not be raised on a platform, another symbol of his desire for modesty. World leaders pay tribute. World leaders and dignitaries from around the globe are expected to attend the funeral. Among those who have confirmed their attendance are French President Emmanuel Macron, U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania, Argentine President Javier Milei, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Pope Francis, the first Jesuit and the first Latin American pope, served for 12 years and was widely known for his progressive stance, compassion for the poor, and advocacy for the marginalized. He fiercely opposed corporate greed and the growing gap between rich and poor, frequently calling on both political and religious leaders to embrace humility and social justice. Despite internal opposition from conservative factions within the Roman Curia, Francis initiated major reforms aimed at making the Church more transparent and inclusive. His papacy often stirred controversy among traditionalists, but it also inspired millions around the globe, both Catholic and non-Catholic alike. With Francis's passing, the Catholic Church enters a critical transitional period. According to Vatican protocol, a conclave to elect the next pope will commence between 15 to 20 days following his death. Among the leading contenders are Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, a progressive Italian cleric, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's Secretary of State, and Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle from the Philippines, known for his global outlook and close ties with Francis. The Pope's death certificate, released by the Vatican, attributes the cause to a massive stroke leading to a coma and irreversible heart failure. He had been discharged from Rome's Gemelli Hospital on March 23 and was advised to rest for 2 months. Rest he never fully received.